This is Matt Wells at UN News. In May, Kenya became a space nation with the launch of its first very own Cube satellite, designated 1KUNSPF, which stands for First Kenyan University Nano Satellite Precursor Flight. The Cube satellite, or CubeSat, was developed by a team at the University of Nairobi, supported by the Kibo Cube joint initiative between the UN Office for Outer Space Affairs, UNUSA, and Japan's Aerospace Exploration Agency. The Kibo Cube program gives educational and research institutions from developing countries the chance to deploy, from the International Space Station, Cube satellites that they develop and manufacture. Kenya was the country selected from the first round of the Kibo Cube initiative in 2016, followed by Guatemala in 2017 and Mauritius this year. UN News' Vibhu Mishra spoke with John Njoroge Kimani, the lead scientist and coordinator at the Kenya Space Agency, about its new satellite and what it means for the country.
We are celebrating the launch of the first Kenyan University nano satellite that happened on the 11th of May, 2018. In particular, we would like to thank JAXA because they are the ones who made available the opportunity through what they call the Kibo Cube program. Kenya won the first support from JAXA in 2016. The process had started earlier. We had started the dream of having a CubeSat in 2010, and in conjunction with our partners, the Italian Space Agency, in around 2011, we started coming up with a nano satellite. We were thinking about 3U, that is three CubeSats. But when the chance came from Kibo Cube, we were lucky to grab this, and we did a proposal, and we were lucky to win. And immediately we started designing and developing the nano satellite, and we deployed it from the Japanese experimental module of the International Space Station last month on the 11th of May. Now this micro satellite is already taking very nice pictures, and we hope to be able to see our forests, see our farms, and in the future we would like to improve this so that we can address the problems that we are having in our farming communities, in our forests, in our mining, in our ocean activities, and such like socio-economic activities.
And this satellite, it's an Earth observation satellite.
The satellite is another observation satellite. The cameras are operating in the optical channel.
As an expert in the space field, how important is it to have these small satellites go up in space?
I think one of the first advantages of having small satellites is because they are cheaper. It's much more achievable by developing countries. Before, to have a satellite in space was out of reach for many developing countries. But now, courtesy of the new technology of microsatellites, countries like Kenya, with small amounts of funds, can have their own satellites, and you can actually achieve the images that you require for many, many applications.
How, in your opinion, is international cooperation important for space activities?
Any journey that is done alone can go as much. But when you cooperate between many players, you go even further. So again, as a country, Kenya, we have realized that if we want to achieve our goals of deriving all the benefits from space and what space can offer, we can only do that by cooperating with many people.
Why is it important to have youth involved in space?
I think the first reason why it is important to have youth in space is because, as you are all aware, youth are the future for any country. In Kenya, we realize that if we want to have a strong space program, it is important that we involve the youth right from the lower classes of primary school up to secondary school, high school, tertiary colleges, and up to university.